Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So did you know that the number one cause of personal bankruptcies are medical bills? Yeah, so what I want to do on our first segment here today is talk about how to negotiate your bill, decrease that total you owe, and in some cases, up to 75%. Let me give you some stats to start with. A Harvard medical study of about 1,800 bankruptcy cases in 2001, and it came from different states, showed that half of the claims were because of medical bills. Surprisingly, most of these people had health insurance, yet about 38% lost the health insurance coverage by the time they actually filed. This affects 2 million Americans. So 2 million Americans every year file for bankruptcy because they can't afford to pay hospital and doctor bills. The out-of-pocket cost on average to them is about $18,000. Now, it ranges, according to that Harvard medical study, it ranges between $11,000 and over $100,000 in some cases. Now, I feel like I need to say a disclaimer here or something. This is not about not paying. Services and goods were provided for you. There's a cost to them. But that cost of individual services and the final amount owed can be negotiated. Hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, they are willing to negotiate because you know what? It helps them to get paid faster. I asked 20 friends of mine who are medical doctors, and they all said, without a doubt, they would work with patients if the patients simply asked. Let me give you an example. This is a real life example. I'm going to make up the name of this patient. Let's just say Cindy. She had eclampsia, which means she had high blood pressure during pregnancy and had to have an emergency C-section. So she went into the emergency room. She got admitted to the ICU and then eventually into a regular bed. She had to go to the operating room. So there were staff costs. There's the room itself. Materials, the emergency OBGYN doctor had to be paid. Lots of medications were used. Her child spent 5 days in the neonatal unit called the NICU. So there's, you know, more medicine, more staff salaries right there. The total cost to Cindy was $62,000, and there was absolutely nothing she could really do at that point. So in steps, Lisa Zamosky, she wrote a wonderful article on WebMD on how to negotiate your medical bill, and I have the article right here. Lisa starts off by saying something. I'm gonna read this verbatim here because I think it makes sense to me. You haggle at the car dealership, at the farmer's market, and at flea markets, but your doctor's office? That doesn't occur to most people, yet there's a lot of room for negotiation over medical care costs. She goes on to say, simply speaking up about money can make a difference in what you will ultimately pay. Now, again, you know, when she, I guess she did some research here, maybe she looked at that Harvard study, but she agrees with me. You know, I asked 20 friends of mine, they said that they would work with you, and she found the same thing. Most doctors, hospitals, and clinics are very responsive. And so there's two things you can do. The first thing is to probably be proactive. When you know there's something going on, you might want to try to set up what doctors call a pre-care package. So when there is some sort of procedure that's about to happen and you've had time to think about it and talk with your doctor, let them know what your finances are, and they'll set up a in a sense, what is a personalized, you know, patient care package for you? Let me give you an example. Maybe you have to have surgery, but then after speaking with your doctor says, you know, maybe it's best for you to do it in an ambulatory setting. That could save thousands of dollars. So that's the first thing. Before you even get the bill, before anything happens, talk with your doctor, let them know of your finances, and have them set up a pre-care package that fits what you can afford. And of course, it's not going to be a decrease in medical access or care. It's just looking around, it's shopping around, and the doctors actually are really good at this because they know what they're doing there. Now, but what I want to talk about right now is working with the doctors and the hospitals and the clinics in the post-care setting. What can you do when you get the bill? You know, and here's Cindy using that example, $62,000. $1,000. What are you going to do in that case? Well, there are six steps that you can take to save on those doctors and hospital bills. Number one, doctors can use their relationships with local hospitals to negotiate for you. Did you ever think about that? Your doctor actually has great connections in the hospital. Some of them sit on the boards, the medical boards, the administrative boards. They have connections. Ask your doctor, if this is a hospital bill, for instance, to talk to the hospital and have them negotiate for you. Often they can get those costs way, way down. Number two, never forget this. This is true for just about everything. Cash is king. If you have a lump sum that you can just give to the hospital, just tell them that. If it's $5,000 bill from the hospital and you have, you know, half of that in cash, tell them. Tell them, here, I'll give you $2,500 right now and we'll settle it. A vast majority of the time, they will do that. Cash is always king. And if you want to know what the fair market value is for the procedure you're doing, there's a website, write this down, healthcarebluebook.com. You know, there's the blue book for cars. Well, there's one for medical procedures, healthcarebluebook.com. So you can see where where the fair market price is and offer, if you have cash, a decent amount that you believe is fair and most likely they'll work with you. That was number two. Number three, negotiate prescription drug prices. Yeah, you can actually do that. Most pharmaceutical companies have programs that will help you either spread out the cost of the prescription medications or even provide discounts, and in some cases provide it even free. I know I did some work with AstraZeneca in my past a long, long time ago, and they have one of the best programs for their prescription drugs, and in many cases, people get them absolutely free. So call the pharmaceutical company if you have to. You get the point here. It's kind of making these connections. Talk with the doctor. Talk with the hospital. Speak up. You have a voice, and in most cases, they are willing to work with you. So number four would be maybe to consider getting a loan. Yeah, I know that sounds weird. Here you have a bill, but it's better to get a loan at a decent interest rate. You pay off that hospital bill, and then the bank or whoever gives you that loan will set up your monthly payments, and you simply make those, and it works out really well for some people. And hey, it builds your credit a little bit when you pay on time. Number five, there's grants out there. Now, these are a little bit tougher to get, but there are grants for paying off medical bills. And let me give you another website. governmentgrants.us, governmentgrants.us. That'll open up their homepage, and there's a bunch of menu items there. There's hospital bills, doctor bills. When you open up each one of those links, there's specific applications for, you know, a bill for an MRI procedure or a surgical procedure. So they get real specific. You often have to meet very specific criteria, but why not give it a shot? Throw some applications out there for grants and see what happens. The sixth thing would be to hire a mediator. Now, that may sound like you're spending more money, but, you know, a mediator, if you have the money to hire a lawyer or a CPA who can negotiate for you, oh, let me tell you, in some cases, they knock that bill up to 75%. I mean, that's how powerful that can be. So there's six steps that you can use to help decrease your hospital bill. Here's the last, I have a few seconds here. I just want to give you some last helpful tips. Insist on efficiency in your billing. Demand focus on your bill. Make sure they itemize every single thing that they're charging you. And lastly, don't pay for mistakes. Hospitals make a lot of mistakes when it comes to finalizing your bill. There's things you can do, and there's things you can do to save a lot of money, in some cases by up to 75%. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.